Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simin Tof Mem, which deals with the halachos of a non-Jewish person putting his chametz into your possession, into your rishus, either before or during Pesach. And we brought down the first opinion yesterday from the Mechaber, and today we begin with the top of the first line on Yud Aleph Amud Beis with the second opinion that the Mechaber brings down, the Yesh Omrim. So the Mechaber writes, V'yesh omrim, sha'afilu eino olav elo shomer chinom, she'chayev bivshia, chayev levaro. According to the second opinion, a more machmir opinion, that even if you only have the status of being a shomer chinom in regards to the possession that the non-Jewish person has placed within your possession, so in that situation, you don't have achrayis, a financial achrayis over here for gineva v'aveda, which was part of the understanding of the first sheet, that when you would be not allowed to go and keep the non-Jewish person's chametz in your possession because you're financially responsible for gineva v'aveda, and therefore it's considered halachically like it's yours and you're not allowed to keep that chametz, you have to be mevayer it before the zman of the biur. So in this situation, according to the more machmir opinion, even if your only obligation is for peshia, nevertheless you wouldn't be allowed to keep this in your possession, chayev levari, you'd have to get rid of it from your possession. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Ches, Ulechatchila yesh lochush l'deyazu. Between the first and second opinions, the Mishnah Berurah says, we are machmir for this second, more machmir opinion over here. And he brings this down in the Shaar HaTzion, Oshud Ches, in the name of the Al-Yarabah, the Chok Yaakov, the Graz, and the Chayyodah. Therefore, Lefikoch, the conclusion is, Ima akum bala pikodum lefonov, if the non-Jewish person is around, so then, Tzorich l'achzulo, you should give it back to him. However, v'im eina akum kan, if the akum is not around, then you can rely upon, as we'll see, the lenient opinion that we brought down yesterday that says, yase mechiras chametz v'yivatel gam kein. Do both the mechiras chametz, include this sale of this item in your mechiras chametz, and as well, be mevatel it. I, v'af tahar be poskim ein moel mechira u'bitul b'chametz, even though, according to some poskim, any poskim, this bittel over here and this mechira will not help. Why? Because you don't own it. So how can you sell something when you bought something that you don't really own? Nevertheless, here, as I pointed out, in this extenuating circumstance that the guy's not around, what should you do? Then you have the right to rely upon the more lenient opinion that says you can be mevatel and sell this possession of the guy because you have some achrayis for it. However, he says, ach, b'di'eved, but b'di'eved, if it's now after the sixth hour, the start of the sixth hour, you're no longer able to be mevatel it, you're no longer able to sell it to the Yakum. Kimoshi is bar b'simin tof mem gimels, we'll learn. Yesh lismo chazvara rishona. Then you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion, vein ha'yisol chayev levarim in olam, and you don't have to destroy it. Elamut lahashos chomid ze achiyavo ba'olav ha'akum la'ir. You can keep it in your possession until the non-Jewish owner comes back to the city, and then you should give it back to him. And even if he comes in the middle of Pesach, give it back to him immediately, as soon as possible, as soon as he comes over, because there is a concern over here that maybe you're over in Issa Deraisa. So even though we paskin that you're not, but you should give it back to the non-Jewish person as soon as you possibly can to get around any concern over here. Because according to the Yesh Omrim, there is a concern over here that you're over in Issa Deraisa, and therefore give it back right away. When you do give it back, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Rakshi Zor Shlo Yiga Biyodav." Don't touch it yourself. Kimoshi is bara b'simin tof mem dalas. We learn that you shouldn't touch it. V'achar haPesach mutu lechol mimenu. And now, when you're giving it back to the guy, it doesn't have the status of chomi shovel as a Pesach. And if you were to go and take this from the guy after Pesach, afilu lo chziru lebalav. And even if you didn't give it back to him, since you had a heter to keep it in your possession, it doesn't have the status of chomi shovel as a Pesach, and it wouldn't be also b'hanor. The issue footnote number 14 brings down, this has practical ramifications for a gabbai tztaka, Jewish gabbai tztaka, that has in his possession the chometz of aniyim, and he forgot to sell it. So what's the halacha? So he brings down from the Chalkus Yov, shachometz mutter. This isn't ruined over here. And even though we normally say the halacha is that if chometz shoyo be'achrayis yisrael, if some Jewish person has chometz in his achrayis and it becomes chometz shovel as a Pesach, not only can he not use it, but nobody else can use it. Nevertheless, this is a different scenario over here. The gabbai tztaka over here is not really chayv in the achrayis of the momon hamufkar etzlo. The funds that are deposited with him, he technically is not mechuyev to bring back, albeit in the rest of this footnote, there's all discussion since he's mechuyev b'dinei shomayim to give it back. Maybe this also considers a responsibility. Rav Tziv Pesach Frank discusses this and answers this question in the second part of this Dirshu footnote, Ayin Shom. The Mechaber continues and he writes, even if we say that the person has absolutely no responsibility over here for the chometz that the goy deposited by him. However, this particular goy is a strong-armed person. This person has position and power and strength, and he's going to force you to pay the secular din, because he's such a powerful person, and you're going to be afraid to start up with him, and you're going to end up paying the money. So even though he has the ability to make you pay, then in this situation, even though technically you don't have any achrayis, the first opinion says over here, chayav levaro, you are held accountable, because bottom line is, you are going to be responsible, even though you technically, legally are not. That's the first opinion. But then v'yesh chokim, the Mechaber brings down, there are others that disagree, and say, no, in this situation, when you have no real responsibility, you do not have to be mevayer this chometz. Let's understand this better in looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Tes. According to the v'yesh chokim, they say you don't have to have any obligation to be mevayer it. The kivin shei yisrael lo kibel ov achrayis. That's easy to understand. You have not accepted upon yourself any responsibility. V'upotem yidin Torah u'midin malchus. And you have no halachic responsibility and no secular responsibility to pay for this, because you never accepted upon yourself responsibility. Nevertheless, the first opinion says that you would be chayav to be mevayer, but the Yesh Chokim says, ein hachometz nechshav kishalo, ayide kviyas ha'akum. Just because the akum is strong-armed and is able to force you to pay for it, that still doesn't make it that's your responsibility, and therefore, you do not have, according to the Yesh Chokim, to be mevayer. However, what should a person do? L'maisa, the Mishmur says, mikomoko mo'iko kideh rishono. We really paskin, like the first opinion that says, if the guy can force you to pay it back, then you are considered to be responsible. And we discussed this previously, v'ayin le'el in Sifkat and Dalid, in yesterday's shiur. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if bottom line is you did not be mevayer and it's now over lova pesach in lahachmir, you don't have to be machmir over here. We can rely upon this v'yesh chokin over here that says you do not have to be mevayer, and even to the extent that you could eat it. The issue footnote number 16 brings down an interesting scenario. Lochein emocher chometz lenochri. If you sell your chometz to a nochri, and this was a regular transaction, not talking about selling your chametz to the guy to just have it out of your possession for Pesach. You sold chametz to a guy, but he only paid you partially for it, and therefore you're holding on to the chametz until he pays you for it fully. So then, yesh hasovrim shekivan sheim yovad hachametz lo yirtza nochri ha'alim l'shalim lo hazdomov. In that situation, a strong-armed guy is not going to pay for it, even though if he may be mechuyev to pay for it, but he's not going to pay for it. So therefore, in this situation also, the achrayis is upon you, and you would have to be mevayret. Others disagree and say that that's not considered an adequate achrayis. If a non-Jewish person who's a strong-armed person puts his chametz in your possession and you don't have the ability to say no, so then you're also not going to be over in this situation, bal yimotzei. Here you can rely upon the yesh chokin. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, v'im eino chayev bi'achriyuso, in a situation where you have no achrayis for the chometz that's been placed in your possession, so eino chayev levaro, then you obviously have no obligation to be mevayret. Even though it's in your possession. For example, kigon shehu ger toshav. For example, you have a non-Jewish person who's a ger toshav, a righteous Gentile who's living in Eretz Yisrael in your area. V'sharima b'chotzer, and he's living with you in your chotzer, and he has chametz over there. You don't have to go and be mevayret. But v'tzorech lasos l'fon of mechitza gavo asor tvachim. But you should put up a separation between you and the chametz, a mechitza, a real sturdy mechitza that is at least 10 tvachim tall. That's the definition of the mechitza. Why? Kedei shelo yishkach v'yochlena. Because you could very easily come to, by mistake, go and eat this because of the regilus, the usual fashion over here, that you would go and easily take something from there because you're friends and you're living in the same courtyard. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yud, Avo bePesach, but on Pesach itself, Eino Rasha Lechatchila LeKabel Klal Pikadu Chometz. But on Pesach itself, you should not take this. Afilu B'lo Achrayis, even without taking any responsibility, accepting any responsibility, and Afilu B'chinam, even if you're not getting paid for it, don't do this on Pesach. Sifkat and Yud Aleph, if he's a Ger Tosha, for example, wrote Salomar, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining the Mechaber as follows: Shinis Yashiv Bi'Artzucha, he's living in your land. The Yad Yisrael Shaletzis Lov, and the Jewish person is in the position of power over here. V'avamina, you might have thought, shemamono kimamoncha, that his mamon in that situation is like your money. And therefore, you own this chametz. V'tzorech atalotzi pikdono mirishuscha, and you would have to remove it from your possession. Kamash malon, delo, you don't have to do this. But you do have to put a mechitza, sivkot and yudbeis, and a mechitza shel sadin losaki. To put up just a curtain over here, something that will blow in the wind, that's not good enough. You have to put up a real mechitza. Why? Because if you just put up a curtain, lefisha holchin b'antachta, because you go right through it, and you forget yourself, and you come to eat the chametz, rachmana litzlan. in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chavav, the Chofetz Chaim says, however, if you tie it down, Im Koshu L'mato, the Eino Nod, and it doesn't move, then Shabri Dami, then it's perfectly good. The issue footnote number 17 points out that there are problems with tying this on Shabbos, Ein in the issue footnote number 17. Sivkot Yud Gimel. The purpose of putting up the mechitza is kedei shelo yishkach b'chuli. So the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yafo gav de b'shari suri achilo v'ano lo b'yinu mechitza. In other circumstances, we don't mandate that you go put up a mechitza. Here it's different. Hocha shiny. Why? Mishum de lo b'dile mine, because you're very used to going over here. Kulei shata all the time. Chayshina shelo yovo liochlo. And therefore, we have a concern over here that you may forget yourself and come to eat it. And therefore, we require you to put up a mechitza over here as a reminder that you shouldn't go there. Just putting a kli over it, that won't work. The Dilma, you're not telling a kli, because you could remove the kli, letzorech tashmisha, when you need that kli, and you'll forget that there's chomets over there, and you'll eat the chomets. And therefore, the rabbis only allowed you to put a kli over something, and we'll learn these dinim more in Simon Tof Mem Vav in Sif Aleph. They only allow this, when you find chomets in your house on yontif. In that situation, when you're incapable of making a mechitza, and the issue footnote number 19 explains the concerns over here with making a mechitza, and therefore, since you can't make a mechitza, the gam, she'enu ela l'zman mu'at, and since it's only there for a short period of time, the b'b'layla yivarenu, because as soon as Yontif is over, you're going to go and burn it. So then, in that situation, but only in that situation, is kfias kli olav acceptable, placing a kli on top of it good. But otherwise, you have to build a mechitza. The issue footnote number 18 has a very long and interesting discussion over here on when you're obligated to put up a mechitza in your house when you've sold your chametz to a guy. So he says, Ulinin chemso shi yisrael, shemachu l'nochri. You sold your chametz to a guy. V'nishar ha-chametz v'beis yisrael. And as in most situations, you keep the chametz in your house. But here we're talking about where you didn't sell them the place in your house as well. So then we're going to learn in Simon Tov Mem Ches, shenechlet ku ha-achronim. In this situation, there's a machlokas achronim over here, whether putting up a mechitza works or not. Or do you actually have to remove it from your house? There's one opinion, and this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, Shedino Kidin Chomit Shal Nochri Amuv Kobiya Yisrael. This is halachically the same halacha as if a non-Jewish person has placed chomets in your possession without achrayis, shemaspik lasos mechitza mifonim, then a mechitza alone would be sufficient. But others, the Eish Sovereign, that say no, that this will not work, a mechitza will not work, but you must remove it from your house. Why? Mishum kisha chomets bevetzo shal Yisrael. When the chomets is in your house, it looks like it's your chametz, because the Nachri ain't coming in there to take it. And likewise, because it's your chametz, you're so used to taking it, and therefore there's a chashash that you come to eat it. Now, if you sell the Nachri not only the chametz, but you also sell them the place in your house, which is the normal way that it's done, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down the Alicho Shlomo, Shedai Bekach Shemeniach Zechomets Ba'oron Sogur. It would be adequate to keep it in a closed closet, Umatzniyah Samavtecha, hide the key, so you don't by accident just go to it like you normally would, or that you put it up with tape or glue or something like that, and you also let the household know that this is the chametz of the Nachri. You put up a sign and say, this is the chametz of the Nachri. The Ein Tzarech, and you don't need in this situation to have a mechitzas aron gevos asar tvachim. In this situation, to have a separate mechitza there that's more than 10 tvachim, or to make another type of a mechitza around this. And he adds, shevadai she'en lahashir sechametz hanimka b'mekom or aragil. So you have stuff in a closet that you're using both for Pesach Dik and non-Pesach Dik. So you'll leave the non-Pesach Dik stuff there. That's a terrible thing to do. You can't do that. We're concerned over here that you're going to take out the Chometz Dik of stuff and not realize it on Pesach. He brings down additional scenarios in this footnote. If you skip to the next paragraph, he writes, what about Svarim that you haven't checked for Chometz? So do you need to put up a mechitza in front of those svarim? They have crumbs inside of them. So the Chazon Ish writes, Tzarech lasos b'fnei mechitza. You have to make a mechitza because there's a concern that if you use those svarim, you may come to eat the crumbs. Crumbs are normally not considered significant, so you're not over by your bar or by your matzeh, but they are considered a concern over here that you may come to eat them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, She'ein chov lasos mechitza ela b'fnei vadai chometz shel nochri. He says you only have to do a mechitza over here if it's the vadai chometz of a nochri. V'lo kishe sofik im b'chal yish chometz shel nochri. Not if it's a sofik, maybe it's of a nochri over there, and therefore the imkain minayin lomar sheis latzos mechitza b'nei asarim shemem yishrach chashash chometz. He says, therefore, why would you need to make a mechitza over here for the svarim? He argues with the Chazon Ish, and he says that in this situation where there's only a suffix, whether there's crumbs over here in the svarim, you would not have to make a mechitza. The Chofetz Chaim adds over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Kadesh Lo Yishkach V'Yochlenu, that from the stimas of the poskim, this implies that it's not only a ready, edible piece of bread or cookie or something like that that you could just put in your mouth, but even if it was something that required preparation, it was grain, let's say it's flour, it's something that's chametz, but it's not yet in an edible state. You have to do something to it. So you might have thought that in the time that you have to bake it and do stuff to it, you remember that it's Pesach and this is chametz and you're not allowed to do this. So he says, no, from stimas haposkim, that even in that situation, you would have to do all of the things that we said, either be mevarit, put a mochitza, etc., because you may come to eat it. Now, the Ramah says, Hagah, the Eino Yehudi, Sheniach Chometz B'Veis Yisroel B'lo Rishuso, if a non-Jewish person put Chometz into your house without your permission, so then, in that situation, Kof Olav Kli, he brings down from the Rivash, that all you have to do in that situation is put a Kli on top of it. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yudalid, Ashmeina, we're talking here, the Gam Ba'akum Shenicha, Sheniach B'li Rishuso Kla, we're talking about where he put it in there without any permission at all. So gam kein dino kamo b'chametzo or b'chametzo noch v'yishuv katachas yado. So here we still apply some of the same rules over here with the guy who put his items in your possession. To call them yontov tzorich lasus mechitza davka. That only before yontov would you have to make a mechitza, but on yontov itself, yontov sheyev shalasus mechitza, because as we pointed out, you can't make a mechitza on yontov. Tzorich al kaponim kvias kli. Then putting a kli over it would work. V'atam, why? Because even though it's not yours, you may come to forget yourself and eat it during Pesach. So therefore, put some sort of a hecker by covering it up with a kli. The Ramah continues, he says, this is dafka on yontif itself, if the guy puts it in your possession. But if he brought it beforehand, avolim kodim yontif, tzarech lasos mechitza. Then, as we pointed out, just now in the Mishnah Berurah, you do have to make a mechitza. And this is also discussed further in Ayin Lekam and Simen Tov Mem Vav Sif Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Tetzvav explains further, She'ev sholasos mechitza, that you can make a mechitza before yontif, so you should. And hu adem b'matzah yontif, and after yontif on cholamayit, you likewise can make a mechitza, and that's what you should do. Dainu b'layla rishon shol cholamayit, for example, that right after yontif, it's the first night of cholamayit, you should make a mechitza. Mekivin she'ev sholov asiyas mechitza, tzarech lasos mechitza, since you can do it, you should. The Akum put it in your possession of Cholamoid. You also have to make a real valid mechitza. Even though the guy is going to take it back in the very near future. Nevertheless, but if the Akum is going to take it back right away, that very same day, in this situation, then in this situation, it will be adequate just to put a kli over it. We don't matriach you to go and make a full 10 tefach mechitza. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, Ach manochri hiniach etzlo es hachomitz l'shol mu'etis, if the guy is putting it by you for a very short period of time, nevertheless, in Simon Tov Memches, we're going to learn, l'in yonochri sheniach chomitz etzlo yisrol, somach l'chashech l'shol yom ha'achon, if it's right there before the end of Pesach that he puts it by there, then you don't even have to do kfiyas kli. Kivin shebishol mu'etis is a very short period of time, we don't have to be choshish over here that you're going to forget yourself and come to eat it. With that, we conclude Sif Beis and today's shir.